Leviticus, chapter 16. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they drew near before Yahweh, and died. And Yahweh said to Moses, Speak to Aaron your brother, that he does not come at all times into the holy place inside the veil, before the mercy seat which is on the ark, that he will not die, for I will appear in the cloud on the mercy seat. Herewith will Aaron come into the holy place, with a young bull for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering. He will put on the holy linen coat, and he will have the linen breeches on his flesh, and will be girded with the linen belt, and with the linen turban he will be attired, they are the holy garments, and he will bathe his flesh in water, and put them on. And he will take of the congregation of the sons of Israel two he-goats for a sin offering, and one ram for a burnt offering. And Aaron will present the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself, and for his house. And he will take the two goats, and set them before Yahweh at the door of the tent of meeting. And Aaron will cast lots on the two goats, one lot for Yahweh, and the other lot for Azazel. And Aaron will present the goat on which the lot fell for Yahweh, and offer him for a sin offering. But the goat, on which the lot fell for Azazel, will be set alive before Yahweh, to make atonement for him, to send him away for Azazel into the wilderness. And Aaron will present the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself, and will make atonement for himself, and for his house, and will kill the bull of the sin offering which is for himself. And he will take a censer full of coals of fire from off the altar before Yahweh, and his hands full of sweet incense beaten small, and bring it inside the veil. And he will put the incense on the fire before Yahweh, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is on the testimony, that he will not die. And he will take of the blood of the bull, and sprinkle it with his finger on the mercy seat on the east, and before the mercy seat he will sprinkle of the blood with his finger seven times. Then he will kill the goat of the sin offering, that is for the people, and bring his blood inside the veil, and do with his blood as he did with the blood of the bull, and sprinkle it on the mercy seat, and before the mercy seat. And he will make atonement for the holy place, because of the uncleannesses of the sons of Israel, and because of their transgressions, even all their sins, and so he will do for the tent of meeting, that stays with them in the midst of their uncleannesses. And there will not be any of man in the tent of meeting when he goes in to make atonement in the holy place, until he comes out, and makes atonement for himself, and for his household, and for all the assembly of Israel. And he will go out to the altar that is before Yahweh, and make atonement for it, and will take of the blood of the bull, and of the blood of the goat, and put it on the horns of the altar round about. And he will sprinkle of the blood on it with his finger seven times, and cleanse it, and hallow it from the uncleannesses of the sons of Israel, and when he has made an end of atoning for the holy place, and the tent of meeting, and the altar, he will present the live goat. And Aaron will lay both his hands on the head of the live goat, and confess over him all the iniquities of the sons of Israel, and all their transgressions, even all their sins, and he will put them on the head of the goat, and will send him away by the hand of a man who is in readiness into the wilderness. And the goat will bear on him all their iniquities to a solitary land, and he will let the goat go into the wilderness. And Aaron will come into the tent of meeting, and will put off the linen garments, which he put on when he went into the holy place, and will leave them there. And he will bathe his flesh in water in a holy place, and put on his garments, and come forth, and offer his burnt offering and the burnt offering of the people, and make atonement for himself and for the people. And the fat of the sin offering he will burn on the altar. And he who lets the goat go for Azazel will wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he will come into the camp. And the bull of the sin offering, and the goat of the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement in the holy place, will be carried forth outside the camp, and they will burn in the fire their skins, and their flesh, and their dung. And he who burns them will wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he will come into the camp. And it will be a statute forever to you, in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you will afflict your souls, and will do no manner of work, the home-born, or the stranger who sojourns among you. For on this day atonement will be made for you, to cleanse you, from all your sins you will be clean before Yahweh. It is a Sabbath of solemn rest to you, and you will afflict your souls, it is a statute forever. And the priest, who will be anointed and who will be consecrated to be priest in his father's stead, will make the atonement, and will put on the linen garments, even the holy garments. And he will make atonement for the holy sanctuary, and he will make atonement for the tent of meeting and for the altar, and he will make atonement for the priests and for all the people of the assembly. And this will be an everlasting statute to you, to make atonement for the sons of Israel because of all their sins once in the year. And he did as Yahweh commanded Moses.